From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 29, 2014. Fall armyworms are more like summer armyworms this year due to unseasonable rains, according to AgriLife Extension entomologists. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Alan Knutson, AgriLife Extension entomologist, Dallas.
So I think related to the rains we've had, showers that we've had in the area, of course favorable for crops, but they also set up conditions for armyworms to survive and increase in numbers. Certainly, we appreciate the rains, but it indicates the time to be watching closely for armyworms also. An interesting situation, the armyworms cannot survive in North Texas. It's too cold for them, so they all die with our first cold weather in November. But they continue to survive on the upper Gulf Coast of Texas. So in the spring, the moths, the adults, begin flying north, and when they find favorable conditions, lay eggs, and we get larvae. But oftentimes in June and July, it's hot and dry, and so the eggs that are laid don't turn into a worm population. That's a concern. But when we get showers and it gets a little cooler, and then those eggs and larvae do survive, and then that's when we get the outbreak. The combination of having the moths in the area and also some showers and rain midsummer will jumpstart an armyworm problem. We've been running moth traps here at Dallas, and our number of moths we're capturing this spring and early summer are higher than in past years. So that indicates there is a large moth population in the area also. And also we're getting reports from Mississippi and parts of Louisiana that fall armyworms are unusually common this year, and also on the Texas High Plains.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.